Now, joining us to go over the details in our Legal Loop segment is Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, give us the breakdown of exactly what's going on. What is GAO saying is happening at the Pentagon?
Sure. It's quite unusual. GAO's draft report back to DOD evaluating its whistleblower protection program for military service members. This is not the program, the whistleblower protection program, that applies to the civilian service, but to the military members. And Congress, particularly the Senate Judiciary Committee, headed by Senator Grassley, had asked for an evaluation of the program. There were concerns with its effectiveness. And GAO did one of its very comprehensive studies. They send their draft reports back to the agencies for comment. And this particular draft somehow got leaked. You can find it on POGO's website. A very unusual event to have it leaked. And essentially what GAO is saying in its draft report, it would be surprising if the findings changed between draft and the final reported issues. What they find, they were asked to evaluate whether the investigations are being conducted in a timely manner. The statute that applies to military service members requires Department of Defense IG to do these investigations of whistleblower reprisal within 180 days of receiving the complaint, evaluate whether or not there's an oversight mechanism to track these investigations, quality control, and evaluate whether or not they're administering, finding the corrective action for service members where there was a finding of reprisal. And what GAO said was that the program is really, I don't want to say failing, but in very deep trouble.
Wow. You're right. It is unusual for a GAO report to be leaked out prematurely. It sounds like somebody was really appalled at what they were finding and couldn't wait for the draft to be finished.
Yeah, it does. And you know, GAO reports are typically, consistently, very well done. They're very thorough. When you read this particular draft, what you learn is that the Department of Defense IG program for military whistleblowers was evaluated at their request in 2009 by Department of Justice IG. On the issue of timeliness, are they getting their investigations done in a timely fashion? Because I think many Americans can appreciate, and particularly if you are a federal employee and you've ever tried to access one of these legal processes to further one of your protections, that justice delayed is justice denied. And if you have suffered a personnel action, a reassignment, a demotion, a transfer, 6 months to do an investigation, people's lives can change dramatically in 6 months. That's only to complete the investigation. And, of course, then if there is a finding of whistleblower reprisal, then the service member, like a civilian member, is entitled to corrective action. And what they're finding is, they found it in 2009, they're finding it again now in 2012, is that these investigations on average, are exceeding around 400 days.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth.
The point, Tom, about the timeliness is that because they can't even get these investigations done on time, they're losing track of the ability to collect valuable data on whether or not the program is serving service members.
How likely is this problem to allow retaliation to go unpunished, which is one of the project and government oversight's concerns?
Yeah, and Ruben, that's exactly what sort of the hidden message is. If you can't get these things done close to an appropriate time limit and you can't collect the correct data and guarantee a consistency in investigative quality, then how do we know when you make a finding where you're substantiating an allegation of reprisal? Because this is a program for the service member who feels retaliated. They have access to the IG to investigate the allegation of reprisal. And so the concern becomes, how do we really know we're doling out the correct corrective action, both to the service member who has suffered from the reprisal and to the person who engaged in the retaliatory act? And so there's a great concern. Now, I might add that, remember, this is the whistleblower reprisal program for military service members. Of course, most of your listeners are aware that there's a Whistleblower Protection Act that applies to all civil service members in the executive branch, all 1.9 million, most of the 1.9 million federal employees who go to work. And these concerns have been pretty widespread across the executive branch in agencies that there really isn't a reliable mechanism to get these allegations of reprisal investigated and then get timely corrective action. Because as I said, if you were retaliated against, there's a finding in your favor, and the reprisal was a reassignment, a removal from service, getting the finding and getting the result a year or two later is really too late for most people.
Any bright spots in all of this? The Pentagon Office of Inspector General has a new leader in charge of reprisal investigations now, and we hear that they're revamping the program.
Yeah, you know, I would say this, that yesterday when we learned that the GAO report had been leaked and was on POGO's website, I was with my law partner, Bill Bransford, and his reaction, because he's very involved in legislation that's always pending on the Hill for federal employees, and his reaction was, this surely will help Congress pass the proposed amendments to the Whistleblower Protection Act that have been pending on and off again for years before Congress to strengthen whistleblower reprisal programs across the executive branch. And so a report of this nature that's now, albeit it is limited to the program that applies to military service members, but I frankly think it's probably true across the board, the findings that they're making in this particular program. Hopefully for the whistleblower community, hopefully this is an incentive for Congress to act and strengthen the protections.